You're listening to SBS News.
The Solomon Islands High Commissioner in his first sit-down interview.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this program.
Admitting the reaction in Honiara to his country's new security pact with China was mixed, but Robert Cicilo blames internal division on foreign influences.
Yeah, well this one mainly because of China. Yeah. And maybe it has to do with the Australian media too. Trying to drive a wedge between, you know, people in the Solomons about the whole issue about, you know, having an agreement with China.
What do you mean?
I mean, because you're driving a wedge internally. We have two huge, countries, and we don't want to be trapped inside, you know, between them and being sandwiched. We would rather prefer that they work very closely together.
The security deal inked by Solomon Islands and Chinese officials last month could see Chinese police deployed to the Solomons on the request of the Prime Minister. The move has been criticised by Australian leaders who fear it could pave the way for a military base in the South Pacific. But the High Commissioner says there'll be no base and Australia is still the partner of choice.
Well, like what my Prime Minister said, Australia is our partner of choice. So surely we'll go call for Australia first, and because they're closer too.
The relationship between Canberra and Honiara has been tense in recent weeks, and adding to the trouble is the new Australian agriculture visa. It is designed to bring skilled agriculture workers from Southeast Asian nations to Australian farms for seasonal work. Mr. Cicilo is concerned this visa could undermine the existing arrangement with Pacific nations.
But with the ag visa, if the attention now farmers recruiting from mainly Asian countries, that's what I'm saying, that might undermine our scheme now in terms of reducing our numbers. So that's where our concern is.
The Solomon Islands' participation in the existing Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme has risen from about 190 people in 2019 to 3,000 workers this year, something Mr. Cicilo says has been very useful to his country's economy.
It is very, very important because we have now 3,000 workers, but we want more workers to come in. And in terms of remittances, you know, they're sending back a lot of remittances, which is also helping people at home, especially during this time of COVID-19.
Australia's Agriculture Minister has dismissed the High Commissioner's concerns, saying the new visa is needed to hire more experienced workers. David Littleproud says a lack of skilled workers is the number one constraint on Australia's agriculture industry. A memorandum of understanding has been signed with Vietnam and discussions are underway with India, with the first workers expected to arrive in Australia later this year.
We're proud of the fact that we've been able to bring many Pacific workers to Australian farms and they've done an outstanding job. But the ag visa goes to a skilled and semi-skilled basis as well. And that has been the challenge that is missing and the biggest constraint in Australian agriculture.
Labor will honour the agreements with Vietnam, but has promised to otherwise scrap the agriculture visa if it wins the election. Lucy Murray, SBS News.